Hi, guys. I'm interrupting right now, and I do apologize for this ahead of time, but I have a new podcast called Confessions of the Idiots, where I read funny slash often weird online confessions each week to great guests. So far, including Sarah Snook, Sam Neill, William McInnes, Wendy Harmer, Judith Lucy, and so many more. The latest episode features Sir Peter Hitchener and Tony Martin.
Well, I always like the last story on the news, like after the weather.
Yes.
Does a dog on a surfboard? Always good.
Oh, nothing nicer than
nothing
that.
Nicer
or
than that.
A dog on a skateboard.
A dog doing anything,
especially
let's be real.
With one of the little back legs helping it along. They look so cute. They can have as many of those as I don't mind. They're so much fun.
And do they give you, you know, are you reading the auto cue and something like, they say it's a dog's life, but do you know, do they chuck those? Who comes up with those? Do you write those yourself?
No, those are composed by the producers.
Okay. Is there someone that's head of puns at Channel 9?
Oh, yes.
That's their full-time job, just writing.
Colin Patterson. He's very good at
They're very serious, but very stressed. I've got to have 10 puns by midday. So, guys, when you're finished listening to the debrief with the great Dave O'Neill, have a listen to Confessions of the Idiots with me, Sammy P. There's great episodes up there right now. There's 42, in fact. So you have your work cut out of you to catch up. But I believe in you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Confessions of the Idiots with Sam Peterson.
Welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here with comedy legend Dave Hughes. You can say hello, Hughesy.
Hello, everyone. Firstly, Matt.
Matt Welsh.
Matt Welsh.
The number one fan.
Yeah, great musician in the St Kilda area.
What, was he? Is he
big
was
fan of Deep Red.
Was he in bands that I know, or?
I don't know.
You know, I love music.
I don't know what bands you know.
I don't know
what bands he's in. I've got no idea.
So. Is he still in bands, or?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, good on you, Matt, for listening. He's another dad at your kid's school, isn't he?
Yes.
Good on you. Now, we're heading off to Dean's Marsh. People that don't know, that's near Colac, above Lawn. And Hughesy's agreed to do this gig.
Well, how? Because it's a
very cheap fee.
Well, whatever, it's for charity.
It's for charity. It's for charity. Well, they're paying our costs. But we're flying by helicopter, so that did cost them 10 grand.
No, I'm driving.
No, you're driving, which is good.
So you had your small car, you said?
I had my little car, which really, I don't know if it would last to Dean's Marsh.
Well, it won't last for an hour's driving.
Well, that's right. My partner said she'd worry too much about me driving down there, all right?
What car is it?
It's a Golf. It's a 2001 Golf.
We're not going cross-country. They're all sealed roads, aren't they?
Yeah, but you'd be uncomfortable in it.
That's, would I?
Well,
I don't know if I would be. I'd be not driving.
Look, she had to take the other car, my better car, that I normally do the debrief in.
Either car would have been fine.
To go to a party. Right.
You can drive from one side of Melbourne to the other side of Melbourne in your Golf. You can drive from Melbourne to Dean's Marsh.
I love the Golf because it's got good pickup. Because cars like this have got a computer on the accelerator. Whereas the Golf, because it's so old, it's got a cable that goes straight to the engine. And when you take off, you can take off.
Well, I just don't think there's any problem with them taking the Golf. But I'm happy I'm driving, it's all good.
Anyway, we're going to Dean's Marsh to the CFA Hall.
And you shouted me a fillet of fish. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was part of McFlurry.
I had no chips.
No, I had the chips. I still got some if you want them.
So you just had chips. No, you didn't. You ate them all, didn't you?
Well, I've eaten them all.
Of course you have.
No, I've had dinner. I cooked dinner at
home. You went to McDonald's and got a... I didn't even need McDonald's. I only got my fillet of fish to make you feel comfortable that you weren't eating your McDonald's on your own. And you got a McFlurry and just chips.
And a Coke.
So the person behind the camera would think that you were having the fillet of fish.
Yeah, I got a meal deal. You were part of my meal deal. That's all right. I needed dessert.
Why did you have the chips then?
Oh, because I'm fat. I've got to maintain my image.
I'm just having chips. I only eat chips on Fridays.
How much...
Although I had chips on Thursday because we had the owner of Hungry Jack's on our radio show.
What's his name? Jack Cohen?
Jack Cohen. So I thought I'd better eat some of his chips.
Are Hungry Jack's chips good? I haven't had them for a while.
Well, they've got this thing now with summer. They've got a sachet of barbecue shape seasoning.
Oh, my God. So you open Love up, barbecue shapes.
Yeah, well, you open up the sachet of barbecue shape seasoning and you pour that all over your chips. It's like you're having a a chip version of barbecue shapes.
Oh, well, so they were good.
And that made up for the vegan burger, which is not good.
Oh, you heard the vegan burger?
Yeah, and I told Jack, who owns Hungry Jack's, as I said, he's one of the richest men in Australia, apparently, and I told him he's got to bring Ocean Catch back to the menu.
Is it like a fillet of fish?
Yes, they used to have Ocean Catch at Hungry Jack's, which I really enjoyed, because it would have lettuce with it. And the fillet of fish doesn't have lettuce.
No, no, and fish and lettuce is a good combination.
Yes, and so the Ocean Catch was my... I'd prefer that over the fillet of fish, but... Because I only eat fish, I don't eat any other meat.
Yeah.
And I hate vegan food.
You hate vegans, sorry?
I hate vegans. They can get angry.
They get very angry. What? How much weight have you lost, do you reckon?
I haven't lost... It's not a weight-losing thing. I want to.
What about how much waste have you lost, as they say? Isn't it? It's not about weight, it's about waste now, isn't it?
Well, I fit into a 31 gene.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm 40. You were never up to a 40, though, were you?
I was a solid 38.
Yeah, you've definitely lost a lot of weight. And is it? But you exercise a lot.
I like to keep moving.
Yeah, keeping moving.
I don't sit down much anymore.
That's a good idea. Sitting
just
down.
Just move.
We're in Winchelsea. We've got to turn off here soon.
And you can actually, you can just, if you've got children,
they're constantly moving.
Purely by picking up all the crap they leave around the house,
yeah,
you can get a lot of exercise.
It's true. Housework, just doing housework.
Getting really angry at the fact that your kids are lazy assholes, you can just treat it like a meditation, a moving meditation.
Right.
So yeah. Anyway, where do I turn?
Not yet. We've got to go through Winchelsea. And then we turn left.
I know Winchelsea.
You're from Warrnambool. This is gateway to Warrnambool.
Well, why are you fucking? You should have said you've got to go through Winchelsea.
Anyway, we're doing a gig for the CFA, and one of their members is sick. He's got MS, and so this is raising money for him.
Yes.
No, I don't know him, but I know Bushy, whose real name is Jason. But he said, "Do not ask for Jason. No one will know who you mean. You've got to say Bushy. All right? Ask for Bushy. Okay?"
I think I'll know that we come down. The word will get out.
There's
comedians here.
Yeah, they know. It's a comedy
night. I think Bushy should be able to find us, really.
Well, yeah, exactly. Don't ask for Jason. No one knows who he is.
Can I get there, Bushy? And you just fucking find us.
It's not like... It's a CFA hall.
I was going to say, we're the comedians. Who's in charge?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I imagine Bushy will be summoned.
He'll be near the front. Here we're near the front. I know, I love it when I did a gig last time, the guy goes, ring me on approach and I'll come out and meet you. You don't have to come out and meet me. It's all right. It will be fine. The Winchelsea's come along, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember recently, not that long ago, I got... I asked for a cup of water in one of those cafes in Winchelsea, and that set the woman behind the counter off on a rave about all the Chinese tourists who come past and how she doesn't give them water.
What, no water for the Chinese?
Well, she reckons that they're just... Well, I mean, this is her story, not mine. But they don't... They refuse to pay for drinks, and so she doesn't give them free water, so they have to pay for drinks.
Well, I suppose...
It's her story, mate.
I'm just
passing on the story.
Yeah.
She's trying to make a living, and buses of Chinese tourists are trying to...
They want cups of water,
and she doesn't want to give them to them.
God, well, fair enough. She's obviously established a pattern over the years. Dealing with buses.
But she gave me a cup of water because she recognised me from the TV.
Yeah, well, thank God for that. Alright, here's the turn off. Well, keep listening because we'll be back in the car in a second after doing the great gig.
Well, about an hour and a half, I'd say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but...
What time are we on?
We're on as soon as we get there.
Is that right?
Nah, well, 8.15, 8.15. Well, what's the time?
It's 7:30 now.
Yeah, well, we're about 20 minutes, 15 minutes away, I reckon. We're not far.
Oh.
It's going to be a big night. So keep listening to the debrief. For charity. It's for charity.
But we're covering our costs.
Yeah, we're covering our costs. Listen for charity.
Listen for something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's only going to be straight. You're going to edit this.
Yes, there's not going to be an hour and a half.
Silence for 2 hours.
We can tape the gig. But no, you don't want to hear that. Because it'll be out of context.
Exactly.
There'll be things.
You had to be there.
You had to be there. If you were there, this
buy
is...
Buy a ticket and you can come to one of our nights.
This is an extra treat.
Fillet of fish, back to my fillet of fish. I had to have the bag on my lap. Why did I have to have a bag on my lap, Dave?
Because they're messy.
They're messy, and the white tartare sauce, when that drips onto your jeans...
Looks
it doesn't look good. It looks like
looks
something
sus.
Else.
Looks sus.
I don't need the people of Dean's Marsh wondering what we got up to as we drove down.
He spoofed his jeans. He spoofed his jeans,
it's
everyone.
A really old term. I haven't heard that term for years, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of me and a podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll hear some old terms, like balderdash. Yeah. All right. All right, yeah, we'll be in touch. Yes, and you're back on the debrief with Dave Hughes. We're just driving back from Dean's Marsh, where we did a gig at the community hall for Matt, who's got MS, and they're raising money. They would have raised a lot of money, actually, for him, which is great. And how was it, Hughesy?
The gig was good, really good. They were great.
They were good. It was a great hall, actually, because it's not too big.
Yeah, they were good acoustics in the hall. It was, you know, snug. They were tucked right in. They all had their own... brought their own food for the night, so all the food, every table brought their own food, and
Richard Di Natale was there.
He's the leader of the Greens.
Yeah,
I've
federal senator.
I've argued with on Twitter before. He reminded me of that.
Did he?
I said that I've given up the Twitter and all that, and he said we argued once, and I said, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Well, I thought it was Adam Band, so my member from Melbourne, but he said, yeah, they do look the same.
Well, they're both sort of balding and look...
The glasses.
He looks much fitter than... Well, not much fit. I don't know how Adam Band's probably fit, but Richard's very fit.
Well, he's a doctor. He's a doctor. But, yeah, the gig was fun, and so, I mean...
The gig was good. The highlight, obviously, was the auction.
The auction. So we just... Bushy, who we met, who doesn't have any bush on his face or anything. That's his last name.
Yeah,
he was. He organised it, and he wanted me to do the auction. Now I'm not. As I said to some woman in the crowd after we'd both been on, I said to her, "I'm not an auctioneer. I'm a comedian." She goes, "Oh, are you really a comedian?"
She said that afterwards.
She said it to me. Afterwards. I said, "Yeah, yes."
You were on stage for half an hour. Huh?
And she said, "Are you really a comedian?"
Jeffrey said that too.
Yes. I said, "Well, what did you think I was?" She goes, "Oh, I thought you were like a local." I'm like, what a compliment, I think. I thought you were a local. I said, what about Hughes? She goes, oh, you know, I know him. I said, right.
Mate, that's the new one for you, isn't it?
That's a good
one. That's a new one.
That's a new one. Well, are you actually a comedian? Yeah, I am.
I mean, you know, for people who weren't there, which is everyone listening to this podcast, Dave did a very good, he was very funny. So. She should have thought that. The thing that she thought you were a local.
Well,
extraordinary, actually.
Well,
you were hanging a lot of shit on the guys on the front table.
Yes, the farmers,
who
Tom.
Apparently
Tom
were the father. That's the father-in-law
of Matt.
Of Matt, who was the gig was for his father-in-law. You basically most of your act was spent attacking him.
I had it right, though. They were a table of farmers. I thought they were. They looked like it.
A woman told me they don't normally get mocked like that, and that it was good that you mocked them.
Oh, yeah, because they're big guns in the town. Yeah. Like, the guy from Camperdown apparently is loaded. Owns a lot of property. I do get in trouble, though, about picking on people. That's definitely...
And you definitely honed in on that guy. You came back doing
Tom.
A lot. You did not leave Tom the whole time. You may even have to be like 100-year-old.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, someone rang me about a gig the other day and they said, look, they're going ahead with it, but they've had you at another function and the guy is coming back who you picked on ruthlessly last time.
Well, you told me that before we did this gig and then you've told... And now that I've seen you, I thought, yes, I can understand.
Yeah. So he can come back, but he can't pick on the same guy.
We'll tell that guy to move to the back, I suppose.
Yeah.
Don't be on the front table.
Look, that's all I've got. It's pretty good for an average guy. Oh, there's a car. It's bloody quiet down these roads. But anyway, so we did the gig, and then I've got to say, they had excellent... Then we met Pete, the mayor of Boona, self-proclaimed.
This guy came back, and said...
He was wearing a VB jacket.
He said to me, Hughesy. And like, people say that, and like, I'm like... Like, he made out that I knew him.
I thought I knew him too. Because he said, how's Jasper, which is my oldest son. I'm like, what? How do you know that? He goes, I listen to you guys on the radio all the time. Well, I don't think I've talked about him for a long time. Anyway, yeah, and then what did he say to you?
He remembered me about walking in on my... He thought I'd walked in on my auntie nude. But I think it was a story I was talking about my cousin, so...
Oh, right.
And she wasn't nude, she was just topless. But anyway, he remembers that. So I would have told that story. I think he heard that story on radio 15 years ago.
He's hanging on to it.
But he also said that he met me at Luna Park 8 years ago.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
I remember him?
Yeah. And he seemed quite offended that... Anyway, we've got a photo of me, us and Pete, the self-proclaimed mayor of... I think he's a... Because one of the auction items was a lamb.
Anyway, he ended up buying the Jeff Fenwick gloves.
So we had to have a break after you, and then we had to do the auction with Bushy, and Bushy was pissed by this stage, and the auction was a rabble, it's fair to say.
There was a lot of talking during the auction.
Yeah, that's normal.
But they were auctioning things like a gravel.
Yeah, and water.
I texted my wife, said they're auctioning gravel right now. And I got $500 for gravel. So.
That's pretty good.
Well, I don't know if it is.
Is that... Well, yeah, well, that's
I
cheap.
I asked Bushy afterwards, is that a good... And he didn't even know if that was a good price.
I think that's cheap for gravel, for $500 to get 3 cubic metres of gravel delivered. And Bushy said, they'll even spread it out for you. So. But then... There was 8 items, which is too many items for an auction, and the last item, which is meant to be the best one, were signed Jeff Fenwick gloves.
No, Bushy thought that was going to go right off. But when he told me that was going to be the item, I had no confidence in them, because I've seen signed Muhammad Ali gloves get no response. So
yeah,
and Muhammad Ali's dead. And he was a world famous legend. Jeff Fenwick was a very good boxer who's been retired for 30 years and no one gives a fuck, basically.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, and they had a signed Essendon footy jumper, and the guy, Darcy, one of the young players, was there.
He was actually there.
And they only got...
No one wanted that either.
No one wanted
that either. Darcy didn't care, though.
No. But anyway, so the Jeff Fenwick gloves, then he put them on Bushy and started punching me in the head.
I actually recorded it. I'm going to play some right now.
Well,
I'm driving.
Do you want me to play it?
Hang on. Go to my photos.
Yeah, your photos.
Go to my photos.
Where are your photos?
Oh, fuck, have you got an Apple phone?
Yeah, I've got an Apple.
Just find, look at the photos thing.
I mean, you got a lot of apps. You've got more apps.
Yeah, whatever, but you can still find it.
Yeah, I know what the photos look like. Man,
I've got a lot of apps. I should get rid of most of them.
Commonwealth Bank, you've got
whatever,
Google,
mate. I've got a lot of apps.
Podcasts.
They're free to download, most of them. You had it there, I saw it.
Oh yeah, okay, I know photos. Okay.
Now, last one, video, yeah?
Okay.
Just put it up full ball.
You know what you're going to bet.
Put it in your
beard. This is the auction.
$100 anywhere for Jeff. I'll give you $100.
Put it right to you.
No, we'll get right there. From there, the
check
white shirt.
Now,
$100.
Give you $150.
You're going to get $150?
$100.
We've got $200 anywhere. Jeff Fenwick. $200 from
Jeff. Yes, got $200.
He's got his full road recovery kit. $200 with you, sir. We've got $250 anywhere. Jeff Fenwick. Jeff
Fenwick.
$200 anywhere. Okay, with you, sir.
You getting angry?
And I'm going to
He's getting angry.
Yeah, that's good that everyone's speaking. If everyone went quiet, everyone goes silent for 1 second. Silent!
Shh, guys, this is the last item, the Jeff Fenwick signed gloves. We're
$200. Oh, silence! Can you hear us now? What do you know? You hear us now. Jeff Fenwick gloves!
We're not going to recess until the silence.
No, we're not.
So it's with you, I think it's $200 with you. Is it two?
We can bang him in the head as many times as we want.
He's hitting me.
Thank you
very much. Oh, David Flower.
Now, these are Junior and Jeff Benny Clubs. We're going to make at least 250. Come on, get them up.
250. Are you on 250? Kiwi turned up. Hey, is there a point? What's going on? So, I think you can do, sir. 250 repeat.
250 repeat.
Once. Twice. Sold to you. Well done.
Thanks, Pete.
You know who Pete is?
The mayor.
Pete's the guy who came backstage.
Yes, who said he saw it.
He saw me at Luna Park.
Oh, God, I just lived through it again. That was horrific.
Ah, mate, it made me laugh a lot.
That was...
Jeff Fennick. His dream of the Jeff Fennick gloves going for over $1,000 was never going to happen.
Oh, God. Very lucky. That's the problem with being a comedian, is that you turn up, and we both did a great job, and then they get you to the auction, and everyone just thinks... Oh, fuck, that auctioneer was shit.
No, that's why I didn't get involved.
Yeah, you were involved.
I was not getting involved. But I filmed it. Which
you
is
filmed
good.
It. You recorded it.
For posterity.
Posterity. Oh, my God. Anyway, look, those gigs are fun, though, because the country people are a good audience.
No, they were great.
They are good, okay. Yeah.
I Googled, there's 269 people live in Dean's Marsh.
Yeah, that's smart move to...
The actual population is 269 people, and there was 200 people at the gig.
Yeah.
And it sold out fucking in a day.
Yeah.
But they would have got more than the population.
If they had a bigger hall.
But you wouldn't have a bigger hall, because there's only 269 people in the fucking town.
Yeah, true.
So you don't need a bigger hall.
And then, when you went out the back of the hall, there was a...
Daycare centre.
Yeah, like a kinder.
Tiny toilets.
Yeah, the tiny toilets. Oh, boy. What a gig. What a time.
It's a great time to be alive.
Now we've got a...
two-hour fucking drive.
Two-hour drive back to Melbourne. Well, surely you're used to this being from Warrnambool. Oh, we're crossing the Barwon River.
Well, you drive to Melbourne to... You drive 2 hours. It's a long drive.
Warrnambool, the drive has improved, though, hasn't it?
Yes, it's only just over 3 hours.
It used to be like four, didn't it, back in the day?
No, back in the day it was 2 hours because you could drive at 180k an hour.
Oh, okay. I remember being taken forever to...
Mate, there was a time before fucking speed cameras.
Ah, okay, right.
I used to drive from Warrnambool to Melbourne at 180k an hour.
Jesus. Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't go by the beach, would you?
You go the Princess Highway.
Yeah.
You go through the Great Ocean Road, it takes fucking 7 hours.
But how often would you come to Melbourne anyway? Because you do that great joke about how Geelong was like Paris for you.
Well, I did. No, you wouldn't come to Melbourne very often. No, absolutely. But no, at one point I was very... I was going to university in Melbourne.
Yeah, but didn't move...
I was only there for 6 weeks. But I'd come home every weekend at 180 kilometres an hour.
Did it freak you out, though, coming from Warrnambool to Melbourne?
Yes. The size of the town freaked me out. Well, I mean, obviously, you come from a Warrnambool 25,000 people to...
Yeah.
4 million. Yeah, no, it was too many people.
Yeah.
My father never got used to it. He was always freak out whenever he went to Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we would he'd be driving along as the family in the car, and there'd be fucking meltdowns. Him and my mother arguing about...
The traffic.
And just losing their shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I suppose if you're used to Warrnambool, it's a culture shock.
I once drove him... I had to drive him and Mum from Melbourne to Warrnambool. Mum had gone overseas. And they were freaking me out so much, we ended up in Ballarat.
What? So you didn't know where you were going?
No, and Dad was just fucking doing my head in.
Yeah.
And ended up driving to Ballarat.
Yeah, but, you know, country people like my mother-in-law lives in Daylesford.
This is before Google Maps as well, you've got to remember. There was a time before Google Maps where...
Yeah, you just had to look at the road... Yeah, we get a road map from the servo or just follow the signs.
Yeah, it was a very different time.
I used to love the street directory, but not anymore. You feel sorry for the Melways people, you know?
Do they still print them?
They do.
They still print street directories.
But they still print the Yellow Pages, don't they? Oh, no, I haven't had one for years, the Yellow Pages, actually. I used to do that joke about getting them delivered and they landed on the Yellow Pages from last year. I used to leave them on the front porch.
So you can't ever do that joke anymore.
No, you can't do that joke anymore. Oh, we're in Winchelsea. That's probably happening, joint.
This is where Darcy Parish, the Essendon player, lives.
Yeah, he must be from around here then. Why doesn't he play for Geelong?
They get drafted, whoever they get drafted to, mate. You can't
Right. Is he a good player?
Yeah, he's a gun. Absolutely.
One of the stars. Well, his jumper should have gone for more. It's no one could hear, Bushy was saying.
Did nothing do it.
The amount of people that would come up during the auction and go, we can't hear you.
Well, you can't hear because you're talking. Yes. You know? But whatever. Well, they could hear. Maybe they would have been able to hear.
They could hear. They just didn't want
items, to. I mean, the items were not big ticket items.
No.
I think they did pretty well.
Exactly.
$500 for gravel and whatever they got for the water. 3 hours of bobcatting.
From Bushy.
From Bushy. And the guy who bought it apparently owes him $300 anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a night.
It was fun.
Well, it was fun.
Well organised, Bushy.
Yeah, well done if you're listening, Bushy. Maybe someone will tell you. You feature on a podcast.
No, he'd be all over it.
Yeah. You're loving it.
It was fun.
You're loving it. And they had good cakes, too. And you had homemade kombucha.
Yes, I did. Yes, that was lovely.
God, look, this bloke's got a load of wood here. A trailer full and a ute full of wood.
I'm still a bit hungry, actually. I should have eaten more.
Why is he driving at night? It's a woman. Sexist of me to presume. It was a man. Stealing wood, maybe, from the side of the road.
I don't think it's stealing
wood. I think it's stealing wood. Well, why are they driving at, like, 11 o'clock at night? It's weird. All right, well, you're listening to The Debrief here. We'll have a break and we will return. Back on The Debrief with Dave Hughes. Remember, Hughesy's show, Hughes, You Have a Problem, returns next year. January? No, Feb.
January 29th.
Whoa.
On Channel 10 on Tuesday night.
And there's a lot of people that have been on this podcast. Celia Piccola was just on the podcast. She's on.
Yeah.
You know,
Dave,
Dilruk.
You're on.
I'm on. You see me with my shirt off. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, right.
It's a very disturbing photo of me because I had shingles.
It may not have made the edit.
Well,
I've got
not.
No idea, by the way. I hope it does make the edit. But you never
I think the shingles bit went well, by memory.
No, I'm sure it did. But I just don't know.
Luke McGregor's on there. And, of course, Sam Simmons.
Yeah, there's heaps of people.
There's, oh, man, it's just a...
It's a cavalcade of comedy legends, no doubt.
Denise Scott, who's been on this podcast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny people.
Kate Langbrook, who I do the radio with.
Langers, who I've known for a long time.
Hughesy Kane Dave in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah, she's moving to Italy next year for a year.
She is.
That's amazing.
This is amazing. We'll do the radio from... She's going to do the radio down the line from Italy. So Hughesy and Kate still 4:30 on the radio every afternoon. Right?
Every afternoon via Italy next year. But she'll be in Australia for a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, to start the year. Yep.
But that's great. All right, well, I'll ask you my debrief questions.
Sure.
Now, what went well tonight and why... In your stand-up, what do you reckon went well?
The stand-up all went well, I thought. Yeah, they were a good crowd.
They love it when you say you're from Warrnambool, because it is... So it's Western District, isn't it, around here? It is.
Yeah, this is closer to me. It's my side of Melbourne, basically.
You know what you didn't do, though? You didn't do your Colac joke, which is hilarious.
What is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've done it before. But it's your joke.
What is it?
When there's a sign in Colac when you enter Colac and it tells you how long to get to the centre of Colac.
Oh, yes.
Isn't there like a flashing sign that says 5 minutes to the Colac CBD?
Yeah, like that changes the... Yes, I should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they would love it to hang shit on Colac. They love... Colac, unfortunately, is like a punching bag in this area.
Yes, I should. I thought because we didn't go through Colac.
I should have reminded you because I know when we've done the Lawn Hotel, you've done Colac jokes.
Yes,
and they bloody love a bit of Colac bashing.
God, yeah. Well, there is. There's a sign that, and it's a digital sign. It's 5 minutes to the centre of town.
Yeah.
Like, when is the traffic that bad that it's gonna? You have to change that fucking sign. Colac for fuck. I'm from Warrnambool. There's no traffic in Warrnambool.
It's Colac.
There's no traffic in Colac.
Now, what didn't go well? Anything?
No, it all went well. I mean, it's interesting when you... I mean, it's tricky when when you're doing a gig for a guy who's in a wheelchair.
Yes.
But any jokes you do about injuries...
Oh, disabled. I stopped. I didn't do one of my jokes. I stopped it halfway.
Yeah, no, he's a lovely guy and, he's got a lovely family.
But people also feel awkward if you start doing jokes about it,
Well, not about... I mean, it's just...
Not about him, but just anything that mentions... You're just self-conscious.
Yes, and fair enough.
Yeah.
But no, it was all good. They were a great crowd.
Were there any organisational hazards that got in the way?
What was... Well, there was two mannequins that were lit up beside the stage, two nude, well, mannequins without clothes on, which were, like, on either side of the stage, and I did request that those lights get turned off so that those mannequins...
It's hard to find the switch, though.
Yeah, it was weird, but they eventually found the switch so they could turn the lights off so the mannequins weren't distracting people. Like, because if I was in the crowd and I was looking at me or looking at a nude mannequin, which is quite hot, I'd probably look at a nude mannequin.
Yes.
So we turned the lights off on them. That was good.
And also, Bushy, who was it was going to introduce me, he went on before us, and then he got up a guy, Tom, who was a local legend, who was wearing a dress.
I don't think it was Tom.
Anyway, he was getting a life membership at the local cricket club, and then a bloke got up and spoke about him for about 5 minutes.
Talked about the amount of centuries that he'd made. It seemed to be a lot of centuries, but it was an odd thing to happen at it. It wasn't a cricket club event.
No, but they were just waiting. They said, "Look, this is the only time the town gets together, so we're going to do it now.
We're going to celebrate."
But I swear, at country gigs, this has happened before to me. I've had a guy get up and read out a poem that he'd written for the occasion. The guy said, "Oh, he just wants to do it before you go on. He wants to read out his poem."
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's two risks. One risk is he's not funny at all, and the crowd get distracted. And there's another risk that he's too funny.
Yeah, and he knows everyone, and he's
getting massive laughs. And then when you get up, they're disappointed that he.
Yeah.
Isn't.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Where's the guy?
It's far from ideal.
Now, how can we do better next time? Maybe not do the auction.
The auction made me laugh so much. So, I mean, the auction was my favourite. The Jeff Fennec gloves are the most favourite part of my night. And how angry Bushy was getting because people were fucking bidding.
Bushy's wearing a... Because they all were dressed up. Bushy was wearing a bow tie and a top hat. Like from Monopoly, getting very angry at people.
It was a weird dress code.
Shut up! Look. Well, thanks for coming on. We've got about another hour to go at least. Not the podcast of the trip.
No, and it's fucking quarter to 11.
Oh, God. Well.
That's far from ideal.
Anyway, tune into Hughes We Have a Problem next year.
Also, live show.
Oh, yeah, you're touring.
Yeah, around Australia, called Hairy, all right? So
get on to
it. Tickets available now. Go to davehughes.com.au.
Mention the debrief, nothing will happen.
No, well, yeah. Mention it at the show.
Bye-bye. Thanks.